Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Brewers come from a couple of wins. They knock off the Chicago White Sox. Now they come back home to the confines of Miller Park, where they hope to get even healthier offensively. Their starting pitching has been solid. Their bullpen at times has been a little bit suspect, but it's been the offense that's let them down more often than not. Meanwhile, the Reds, they've had some offense. Their starting pitching has been stellar, but their bullpen has been, for the most part, the Achilles heel. To talk more about it, our good buddy from ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, Mo Egger, now joining us. Mo, how you been, pal?
Great, Bill. What's going on?
Well, this is it. We're just hoping we're seeing that the Cubs and Cardinals series today, at least, has been postponed because of another positive COVID test. But knock on wood, nothing's happened between our two teams as of right now. But tell me about this Reds team that just it seems like their bullpen has just been imploding.
Yeah, the bullpen's been a major issue. You know, they have the best starting pitching ERA in the National League. And for the most part, the starting pitching has been really, really good. They've lost a number of games in which they've either blown a lead that their starting pitcher left with, or that they simply couldn't hit, support the starting pitcher, reliever came in, gave it up. And it's been guys that have track records. You know, there's always some iffiness, if you will, when you get to the middle innings and you bring in a guy who's, you know, maybe a fringe roster guy or, you know, long reliever. But I think the frustrating thing for a lot of Reds fans is it's been proven relief pitchers. Michael Lorenzen has a track record, but he hasn't been very good. Raisel Iglesias has a track record, recently has thrown the ball better, but, you know, he's been the culprit at times. The middle relief has been, at times, a disaster. And the offense has been a problem, and this team's inability to generate, you know, runs when they're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark is a problem. And, you know, but I think that the most frustrating thing has just been the inability to win well-pitched games, games in which their starting pitcher gave them six or seven really good innings, and the bullpen, you know, couldn't deliver. And I think that's the main reason why this team is staring at a 5-8 record heading into this weekend in Milwaukee.
So, I mean, the starting pitching has been simply fantastic. But you guys have also had, you look at a guy like Moustakas, who got off to a hot start and then got into the illness protocol and then comes back with an injury. You've had a scare-up of the coronavirus of your own. Has it just felt like it's been kind of herky-jerky getting this thing going?
Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it. They haven't been, and a lot of teams are dealing with this, but they haven't been whole since opening day, you know, when they had everybody. And it was, you know, night two, Matt Davidson comes down with a positive COVID-19 test. It turns out he never had COVID-19. He tested negatively subsequently nearly a dozen times. They've had to play without Mike here over the last couple of games because of a mild injury. But beyond that, the guys who have been in the lineup, you know, simply haven't produced. Eugenio Suarez hit 49 home runs last year. He looks like he's trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark every single swing. He looks overmatched. Dude is hitting below 100. They acquired Shogo Akiyama from Japan. The idea was, you know, he was going to give them a table setter at the top of the order. That hasn't happened. Joey Votto hit homers in two of their first in their first two games. He is significantly cooled. You know, Castellanos has paid dividends. He's swung the bat really, really well. He's provided some pop. But across this lineup, it's up and down. And it's one thing when, you know, you have a team that's got a bunch of guys who, you know, can hit the home run and you're coming up empty. It's another thing entirely, I think, when you sought to really improve your team's ability to get guys on base, and that hasn't happened either. Their team on base percentage is .310. That's below league average. Almost 25% of their hits are home runs, which I think illustrates how feast or famine this lineup is. And then you compound those issues with the bullpen's problems. And then when your bullpen is struggling and your offense is struggling, you're either not able to come back from deficits or you're not able to add to leads or not able to get the big hit late. So it's been frustrating, and it's sort of exacerbated by the fact that for the first time in a while, as you well know, Reds fans went into the season thinking they had a legitimate chance.
That was it. When we were down at spring training, there was optimism from the fans. And as I walked around with some of the, broadcast teams and other people kind of in the know, they thought maybe there should be a little bit more cautious optimism there. Did you feel the same?
It was funny because, you know, back in January and February, the consensus was this is maybe an 85-win team. And in a division that's likely to be really hotly contested, where it looks like there doesn't appear to be a clear-cut favorite, maybe, you know, they can sneak into the playoffs. And then the shutdown happened. And then it was, you know, nobody added to their team during the shutdown. But when we saw what the season was going to be like, and all right, we're going to play 60 games, there was this infusion of optimism. And most of it seemed to revolve around the fact that we were going to have a DH this year. And yeah, to a degree, I get it. The Reds have a team full of DHs. But I think in the 3 weeks leading up to the season, the expectations were a little more outsized than they should be. They do have the soft landing, like everybody does, of a 16-team playoff. And so, you know, getting off to a 5-8 start doesn't kill you the way it might in a normal year. You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, I think to a degree, the expectations were a little more inflated than they should be. But, you know, I think a lot of that was based on, hey, this team's starting staff has a chance to be really good. They have four former All-Stars. They have a really good front three. And I think the frustrating thing is that's played out the way fans thought it would. Their starting pitching has, for the most part, been really good. They've had some injuries, but not to their top three guys, not to Trevor Bauer, Luis Castillo, or Sonny Gray. And yet, here they are, 5-8, they're not hitting, the defense is not that good, the bullpen has been a problem, and here they are staring up at a deficit, looking up at three teams in the NL Central.
Yeah, the amazing thing is they are 28th in team batting average, and hitting .198 as a team, but yet they are 7th overall in home runs. So when you talk about feast or famine, this team certainly has the power, they're just not putting guys on ahead of them.
No, you're right. I mean, I think that's the biggest issue. I wrote a long piece before the season started asking a series of questions for the year, and one of them was, you know, can Shogo Akiyama, who's the player they acquired from Japan, can he solve their issue with getting on base at the top of the order? And you know, Bill, you've followed this team for a while. In my adult life, I think that there have been, you know, two constants. One has been my social awkwardness, and the other has been the Reds' never-ending search for a leadoff hitter. I mean, if you go back over the last 20 years, it's remarkable how bad they've been at that spot. And I think a lot of people thought this year, Shogo comes over from Japan. He got on base 40% of the time over the last 3 years. Probably not going to get on base that often here, at least in year one. But you kind of thought maybe they have a guy who can set the table. And then if Votto can even go back to what he was 2 years ago, you have a 1-2 punch at the top of the order that should set the table. That simply hasn't happened. And then, you know, when you're not hitting and you're in a lot of close games, it highlights the little things. And one of the concerns that people had about this team coming into the season was team defense. And I downplayed that a little bit because I thought, A, they have a staff that doesn't give up a ton of contact, and B, they've really invested in, you know, metrics that help them position their fielders. That said, they've given up more unearned runs than any team in the National League. And it's not just errors. It's allowing preventable runs to score because you give up an extra base or you don't turn two at second base when you might end an inning. Things like that. They're not a good base running team. And when you're mashing and you got a bunch of guys hitting the ball out of the ballpark, and you're getting lights out relief work, these things don't matter as much. But when you operate with a small margin for error, which is what you do when you don't hit and your bullpen's not very good, suddenly those little things where you give away outs or give away preventable runs, those become big issues, and especially with the defense. And I think it's very fair to wonder if that, you know, is going to catch up to them, even when they do start hitting, even when they do start winning more games. In a big situation, can they make a key play in the field? As much as we overlook defense in this sport, I think that's a bigger issue than even I would have given it credit for being before the season started.
Yeah, this is a team that in the Reds that is 11th best at hitting with runners in scoring position. It's just getting those guys in scoring position has been so much troublesome. But I look at it this way. You're talking about playing in Cincinnati. Usually the hitting is a little bit behind the pitching once the season gets underway. So in the next 2 weeks, which you may not have that kind of time if you lose more ball games, but in the next 2 weeks, I think you're really going to find out offensively where this team is, right?
Yeah, look, I mean, the one thing you can say is after this weekend, the schedule has a lot of Pirates and Royals on it. Now, granted, in the Central, everybody plays those teams, but all right, even if you're looking up at the Chicago Cubs going, I'm not sure we can catch them, I think they've got a bit of a decided advantage, as does every team in the NL Central, against teams in the East and West, in that, you know, the Pirates are awful, the Royals are terrible, the Reds are going to play them a bunch. They've missed their chance against the Tigers because they played them six times and only won three of those games. But if I think they look at it and go, okay, we've got two of our best three starters pitching this weekend. If we can get out of Milwaukee and not dig ourselves into an even deeper hole, the schedule and the pitching we face over the next week and a half is going to be forgiving enough that maybe we can get something going. That sounds easy, but, you know, a lot of people 2 weeks ago would have said this team's going to get off to a hot start because they play the Tigers a bunch of times, and Detroit beat them 3 out of 6. So who knows? But, yeah, I think over the next week and a half, we'll get a firmer idea of what this team's going to do this year. I refuse to believe that some of the numbers you look at from some of their hitters are going to be what they – I have a hard time believing they're going to be in 2 weeks or in a week and a half what they are right now. Eugenio Suarez is not an 091 hitter. They will hopefully get Mike Moustakas back. But it's a shortened season. A 5-8 start is different when you're playing 60 games than when you're playing 162. And so they can ill afford to put themselves even further back, which I think highlights the importance of playing well at Miller Park this weekend.
Mo, great stuff as always. Stay safe. I look forward to seeing you down the road sooner rather than later, and then we'll talk again, okay?
I hope so. Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Mo Agger from ESPN 1530 down in Cincinnati. And you can find his stuff, as a matter of fact, over there on Twitter, at Mo Agger 1530. You can find him there. A great guy. Good to talk to all the time. And he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRODUCT. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.